The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host for today, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is January the 17th. Big ups to my brother's born day, January the 17th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Normally we have Wise Wednesdays, but Brother Davis is preoccupied, won't be able to have a Wise Wednesday today, so we're going to have Wise Thursday tomorrow with Brother David. So just sit back, enjoy the show, and be a part of the show. If you would like to get in on it, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. Greetings to you, my big brother, Scotty. What's going on, bro? So we're going to have a good show. Yes. He actually, Brother Davis had some repairs off of a breakdown that he had to take care of. So definitely our energy goes out to the Davis team, and hopefully they are all well and doing well. And my man Scotty said it's snowing like crazy here. Yeah, it was a little here, so I know it's probably definitely there where you are. And it's getting cold as I don't know what. So we're going to have a live show for you all today. Very, very important show. We're going to take a look at what happened in Hawaii and a more in-depth look, and look at what's the spinoff and what has been going on around that, just from our perspective, and take a look at different things. A whole lot happened today and has been happening since for a while, but the past 7 days, things have really, really ramped up, really the past 2 weeks with the seizing of but we'll get into that on today's show. So let me just take care of some of the things that we need to take care of, especially administrative things, before we get going. Everyone, okay, before we get into today's show, and today's show would be what tomorrow's show is going to be. Yes, I sure did. And we posted that. Yes, Scotty, I did. And it's a lot of things that are happening. And today's show is what Thursday's show would have been, is that, excuse me, before the war. This is the events before the war. And the war has already started, but before it really breaks out, and we want to take a look at a couple of things. So we're going to jump into some of our administrative things first. First of all, and foremost, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. We need Black Talk Radio Network. You need Black Talk Radio Network. I need Black Talk Radio Network to be able to stay on air, especially for what's going to be happening going forward. So you could do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork. Make a donation. Give some of your financial energy. Give whatever it is that you can give. I would say give a, excuse me, if you can give a dollar a day, that would be great. Or if you can just join BTR community for $24 a year, that would be great. And so if everyone did that, or if you could just give everyone give $5 or $10, and that will set Black Talk Radio Network up to where it will be able to, for as many people that listen to it, for it to be able to go forward and do well. So definitely need that. What's up, my brother Braggs? So please engage in that and give this to this network so it can stay on air. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, which you should be doing, go to Prosperity Mint, especially for what's happening. Real money is going to be very, very, very important and very, very, very insignificant going forward in the future. Excuse me one second. Go to Prosperity Mint and check out what's in inventory. Then email Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com. Tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener and you want to know the purchasing process. You need to know that purchasing process, because if you don't know that, you make them, you will regret some of the mistakes that you could make from not knowing. So please, if you do, definitely follow the instructions that I've given you. It's for your benefit. Okay? Definitely want to do that, because there's some things that you need to know. The proper way to purchase and that is very, very, very important, because it just is. You're going to have to definitely trust us on that and go with us and understand that we have your best interest, and there's a reason why we do everything. We just can't always say everything. All right? Enough said there. So definitely purchase silver and gold, trading your cash for silver and gold, so that you'll have some real money. Also, if you would like to acquire, great time to get into the cryptos right now. Go to if you would like to be a part of the crowdfunding through Bitcoin, you can go to be a member of Coins of Change through us. And you can contact me by emailing me at powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. I wanted to do some videos, man. I was up early in the morning after doing some videos and trying to edit them and everything else. Man, pain in the butt. YouTube videos are not as well. I didn't, you know, I haven't done a lot, but I've done some before. But man, they're a pain in the butt to edit, and it takes a lot of time. So I was up early, 4 o'clock this morning. Before I knew it, was already 10 o'clock, and I still only had just finished one, and I was like, what in the world? So I am beat. So just bear with me through the show today, but we're going to have a very, very important show, because it's just that time of the moment in time that, excuse me, it's just a part of the eternal moments that we're in. So going to look forward to positioning ourselves, and Coins of Change is a great way for you to acquire the cryptocurrencies that you can trade. You can acquire cryptocurrency below market price, meaning you'll be paying far less for your cryptocurrencies, but you'll be able to cash it in at full market value. You'll be able to cash it in at full market value. And Coins of Change is one of the few, if one of the only places that you could do that. And I'll say right now, it's the only place that you could do it, and you should be doing it. It actually pays. It actually works, and it actually does make contributions to you. But there is some things. It's not a lottery system. You do need to do work with it to benefit. It's just like anything. You have to do something, okay? And the more you do, the more you're able to acquire. And I tell you, it's very important that we do everything that we can do and do it as to the best and fullness of our capabilities. We don't make any excuses for anything, ladies and gentlemen, because excuses just mean that you will not be in a position of where you should be. Those that don't live by excuses actually create their overall environment. Excuses are not beneficial in any way. They do not help at all. So don't do that to ourselves. Don't do that to yourselves. And let's make sure that we don't allow each other to do that and don't have to say too much. Just shake the head, say, no, we're going to see this all the way through. So Coins of Change works, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm in it. And doing well, and I want you to do well as well. And so, and you can. So I will do next week just one whole show on that. Very, very important. And or go to Coins of Change presentation by David W. And that's a YouTube video that I did there. Then subscribe there, and you can see some of the YouTube videos that we're putting out. And we'll put out two more, edit one tonight, and then put another one out that will be beneficial to the new people. And so very, very important. Okay, so now we're going to get into what is in the news, because I definitely want to get into today's show. Today's show, Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis was unable to do it. He had a breakdown that he had to fix, so he's preoccupied. Hope you all are preparing for this weather and are in a good position with this weather, because it's that time of the season, and is doing what the seasonal weather does right now. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. First article I posted from Wall Street Journal. And it is, and I'm going to have to real quick. I'll just leave it as that. From Wall Street. No, I will. I'll change the title of the show. So, and then we will. I'll change it later. I don't want to mess it up. Okay, we change the title of the show. But first article that I posted from Wall Street Journal says: Battle stations. U.S. and China prepare for trade clash of the titans. Trade clash of the titans. And ladies and gentlemen, first currency wars, then trade wars, then shooting wars. It's going through the process. The shooting war is on the way, because the trade wars have already been started for a while. Check out that article. Next article I posted from Sputnik News. U.S. Air Force sends DOS attack aircraft to Korean Peninsula. Asia in the Pacific is getting, according to reports on Monday, the United States is sending over the EC-130H Compass Call aircraft, which is capable of issuing a denial of service attack on enemy planes, communications, and abilities with destroying South Korea's communications. So basically, they're sending over their cyber attacks. They're going to take out their overall infrastructure. The war is here, y'all, in a huge way. Next article from Global Times. We may take a look at that article for today's show if we have, because I already got some of the articles already picked out. But that may be one because very, very important. You'll see what I say at the end. From Global Times, which is a Chinese newspaper by the official government newspaper or publication for China. China revamps military inspections. China's top military leaders' bodies have institutionalized military inspections by publishing a revised regulations that experts said on Wednesday will deter corruption and disloyalty, because they're getting ready for war. Next article from Russia Insider. The whole world is sick and tired of the U.S. foreign policy. This is from Russia Insider. This is what I was saying, y'all, the purge, and it is fulfilling itself out. We're going to take a look at this particular article next week as well. Very, very, very important one. Next article from Mail Online. Potential hazardous asteroid is heading towards Earth. The 2002 AJ-129 asteroid has been classified as a potential hazard by NASA, as it will fly past Earth on the 4th of February at speeds of over 67,000 miles per hour. Okay, check out that article. Next article from Western Journal. Navy files homicide charges against ship's commanders in deadly collision. Check out that article. Next article from the Daily Economist. Bitcoin has officially corrected 50% from its all-time high of $20,000 exactly 1 month ago. So check out that article. And well, I don't think that it's going to be this is what it's going to be doing, and actually is going to be going up relatively soon. So, and it started that track, and I think it's going to continue towards $35,000 soon. You need to position yourself and use that leverage to your advantage. Next article from Global Times, once again. Vancouver meetings discuss measures against North Korea while China and Russia questions validity. Basically, they're saying that they're in Vancouver for war strategy, and yes, they definitely are. Next article from Sputnik News. Seoul in South Korea, no, excuse me, North Korea and South Korea to form joint women's hockey teams at the 2018 Olympics, a report says. Check out that article. Next article, an exclusive from U.S. Reuters. Trump considers a big fine over China's intellectual properties. The currency wars, the trade wars and currency wars are ramping up, ladies and gentlemen. Next article from LA Times. Very, very important. Japan's public TV sent message of North Korea missile alert days after Hawaii false alarm. This comes from the LA Times. Japanese public broadcast mistakenly sent an alert yesterday, warning citizens of a North Korean missile launch and urged them to seek shelter, immediate shelter. Then minutes later corrected it. It's days after a similar error in Hawaii. North Korea television issued the message. The NHK delivered the message on its internet and mobile news site as well as Twitter, saying North Korea appears to have fired a missile at Japan. Very, very important part of today's show. Significant, significant, significant. Next article from Nothing But Criminals. You call it, well, people call it NBC News, not you. Hope you don't. Trump says North Korea close on missiles. Russia helping regime. Celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump said today, on Wednesday, that Russia is helping North Korea and getting supplies in violation of the international sanctions and is getting North Korea closer every day to developing a long-range missile that could strike the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, the war has officially started, and it is only going to grow. It is only going to grow. And we're going to take a look at that article. I'm not quite sure if we will, but we'll look at parts of it. Next article from South China Morning Post. China condemns Canada's Cold War summit on North Korea. It's really a hot war summit on North Korea, where Japan, Canada, and the U.S. Are coming together to strategize their overall military engagements at this summit, and this is how they do those types of things. So check that out. Let me see. China has denounced a 20-nation call for tougher sanctions against North Korea, saying that the gathering in Canada was a product of Cold War thinking and a sign that the United States was still, we'll pull this up, basically ready to engage North Korea. Next article, very, very, very important article. And we definitely we'll be looking at this one. Hold on a second. Yes, we definitely will be looking at this one. This one goes along with the other one where Trump is saying that Russia is aiding North Korea and violating the sanctions and assisting them directly into developing nuclear ICBMs that could reach the United States. Well, it's already there. Check this out. White House could approve nuclear strike to counter cyber attack. Remember what the U.S. is doing right now. They sent over their C-130s that are cyber attack C-130s. Now the U.S. could approve nuclear strike to counter cyber attack. This is the prelude to tell you what's going to be happening, y'all. This is no joke. This is why we talk about this stuff, and this is really going to happen. There's no maybe. It's already happening now, and we want you to be in the best position. The United States Defense Department and the White House are contemplating whether a solidified a new policy in the coming weeks that would authorize the use of nuclear weapons in response to a crippling cyber attack. Cyber attack threats to or actually weaken physical wreak physical havoc on the U.S. mainland and could be met with a nuclear retaliation. The New York Times reported, and this was from Sputnik News. Y'all, we're going to definitely take a look at this one. So next article from Press TV. From Press TV, which is a Iranian publication, U.S. will keep military forces in Syria, of course. And see, they've already invaded Syria. What are you doing in Syria when Syria hasn't invited you? You've invaded. And this is insane how we think that it's okay, but it's not. U.S. Secretary of State, celebrity figurehead Secretary of State Rex Tillerson announced that the U.S. military will remain in Syria indefinitely, spelled out by a U.S. plan to advance a political transition in the country. That's a coup. And also called for closer cooperation with Russia in avoiding conflict and de-escalating. No way in the world. That's only going to escalate it. The war has already started, ladies and gentlemen. And those of you that have young people in your family, their overall citizen fate has been sealed. But their decisions and your family decisions should be remaining to yours. So very, very important. Next article from Press TV as well. Korea to march under a unified flag at the Olympics. North Korea and South Korea athletes have agreed to march under a unified flag at next month's Winter Olympics. And just before we were a couple of months ago, it said the Olympics is going to be critical in the events leading up to the Olympics, which have surpassed what I thought would happen. Major, major events have happened, especially the past couple of days since Saturday with Hawaii, and then on yesterday in Japan. We're going to take a look at this. And the unification of Korea is basically, in my opinion, has already been solidified. And now there has to be a rush to combat. And it's going to play itself out. So that's what's in the news. And we're going to jump into today's show. And it is going to be about the pending war. The war that is already here, and we're going to take a look at what happened in Hawaii. Very, very important. And so what I want to do real quickly is just give you a brief synopsis of what happened in Hawaii, and I want to play something for you all. Let me just cue this up really quickly. I should have queued that up before, but I forgot. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So let me play this for you to give a little synopsis of what happened, and then we're going to add ours to it all. Here we go. Let me turn this up real quick. And this was actually posted this on Monday. But this is from Saturday. Here we go. Let me see if I can get this to go. And this is from Nothing But Criminal News. Okay, here we go. It's about 2 minutes. I want you to really pay attention to what's being said. 1 second.
Alert mistake.
We are
disappointed and angry that this happened.
And errors in Hawaii into panic.
Something messed up my life. I thought that was us.
Missile alert mistake.
We are disappointed and angry that this happened.
And errors in Hawaii into panic. And nobody really knew what to do.
We were kind of frantic. We got our shoes on.
Now, happened. Hawaii residents and vacationers run for cover, fearing a missile attack.
And tonight, we now know this was a false alarm, all because one person did one thing wrong. The alert sent out to thousands of cell phones across the island looked like this. Officials say the mistake happened when someone at an emergency operations center hit the wrong button during a shift change. The FCC is now investigating. We have live team coverage from LAX all the way to Hawaii.
We begin with NBC4 anchor Chuck Henry at Oahu, where he caught up with LA residents who experienced paradise turned to panic.
They quite literally crawled into manholes and into basements. People here in Hawaii scared to death, panicked, in fact, over what happened at 8:05. In fact, you don't have to go far to find people that are more than happy to tell you their story because they now feel a sense of relief.
It was horrifying. It came across on our phones that there was a missile that was going to hit and nobody knew what to do. It was absolutely horrifying.
What did you do?
I picked up my 3-year-old and ran inside of the hotel. It was chaos. People were just walking around. They didn't know what to do. It was the worst 20 minutes of my life. I thought that was us.
I filled up pails of water and I filled up the bathtub just so we would have water. I got cotton clothes on so that way if there was hot air or fire, it wouldn't melt my skin. And I sat in the bathtub that I made for myself and cried.
But you really thought this was the end.
Yeah, I did. I really did. I called my mom. She wouldn't let me on the phone with her. She said, I want to be here just in case it happens. And it was really sad.
A missile, ballistic missile, had been launched. Take cover.
This is not a drill.
This is not a drill.
A handful of minutes later, it came up on the TV with the same, you know, very official sort of plastic warning you get. Usually then says, this is now a drill, but it didn't say this is a drill. And it was pretty scary.
Tomorrow in Hawaii, they're expecting 50-foot waves on the North Shore. Today, surfers who got the alert because they were surfing with their iPhones realized they didn't have enough time to get back to shore. So what they did is they passed their cell phone from surfer to surfer so they could call back to their ones, thinking that this might be the last call they ever made. From Hawaii, I'm Chuck Henry.
Okay, so let me turn this down. So that was from Saturday. And what happened was, let me just really quickly brief you. We talked about this, and I said that we would come back to this very thing and think it's critical because you need to know the state and the conditions that have now arrived. And there was an EAS, an emergency alert system, broadcast. And that broadcast in Hawaii on Saturday happened around 8:07 and last to around 8:46 before it was said that it was an error, was not valid. And here's what the article says. After an emergency alert of ballistic missile threat left people crying and screaming in Hawaii on Saturday, emergency officials confirmed that the message was sent in error and that there was no missile that was headed for the island state. However, the mistake drew outrage from local leaders and had prompted a federal investigation. The alert, which was sent to people's cell phones at 8:07 a.m. on Saturday, in all caps, and this is what it said, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. An alert also appeared on TVs. So basically, the emergency broadcast went on TV. You've seen them before. And they say that this is a test. This is only a test. Well, this one said it is not a drill. This is not a drill, and it came off with the ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. About 13 minutes after the alert was sent, Hawaii Emergency Management Agencies tweeted, no missile threat to Hawaii. And Hawaiian Republican tweeted about the same time as she screenshot the alert from her phone in clarification, it was a false alarm. Hawaii is Hawaii. This is a false alarm. There is no incoming missile to Hawaii. I have confirmed with officials there is no incoming missile. Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency administrator confirmed at a news conference on Saturday afternoon that the error happened when someone pushed the wrong button. And Governor David Ige told reporters that the person who pushed the alarm was unaware of an error that had been made until he received the alert on his mobile device. So that's what happened this weekend on Saturday in Hawaii. Let me just stop and build something out for you all. I do not believe a word they said. I do not believe the story about the button was pushed in error. I think there are multiple things that could have happened. And all of the things that could have happened were intentional. And one of the possibilities was that there was actually a missile that was fired, and it was inbound towards Hawaii, and it possibly was intercepted. And, or, it was a actual false flag that was intended for a missile response from North Korea to happen. Very, very important. Here's the reasons why I say that. Just yesterday, 2 days ago, I want to read this other article to you all. Let me close this one. There was another Nothing But Criminal News article that came out on the 15th on Monday. Okay? It was late Monday, and here's what it was said, and I posted it yesterday. Very, very important article. Here's what it said. And it was under the political national security of NBC News. North Korea did not react to false Hawaii missile alert, Mattis said. Enough said right there. Tells you everything. Here's, let's read it though. There is no indication that North Korea reacted after the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency mistakenly sent an alert Saturday warning of a intermittent ballistic missile strike against the island. The United States Celebrity Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on Monday. Let me stop right there. North Korea did not react to the false Hawaii missile alert, Mattis said. One of the things that could have happened, in my opinion, is that there could have been a missile, an actual ballistic missile that was fired, but it could have been fired from a U.S. sub so that it would trigger the EAS. And then North Korea would see that that missile was fired and have to activate their overall response forces immediately. That would have been a false flag that would have turned into a global nuclear war, or it would have turned into global nuclear war one in minutes. North Korea was wise enough not to respond to it. Why? Because North Korea has put up satellites, and North Korea has Russian and Chinese satellites, and Russian and Chinese intelligence is telling them and probably told them, no, that is not a legitimate missile. or it may be a legitimate missile, but it was just fired by a U.S. sub. And the countermeasures are going to take it out and have taken it out. So North Korea didn't need to respond. If North Korea, I want you to seriously think about this. If North Korea had responded in any form and fashion of a military response to that, this whole world would, right now, there would have been a nuclear exchange that would be happening right now, that will be continuing and happening right now. You would be in the midst of global nuclear war one, because World War III would never have started. It's not going to be World War III. It's going to be global nuclear war one. Because if North Korea would have responded, the U.S. would have responded to North Korea's response. And that's what probably somebody wanted. It's obvious right now that somebody wants a war to start right now. And if you look at the overall methodology of a criminal, means, motive, opportunity, and who has the most to gain from it? Who has the means to create a world war, a global nuclear war scenario? Who has the methods? Who has the opportunity? Who will gain from it? In my opinion, the U.S. needs a war immediately. So who would be the one to trigger that war? Would be the same ones that have triggered all the other wars in the past that the corporation of the United States had engaged in. It was always engaged in by a false flag event. That was a false flag event either way it happened, ladies and gentlemen. Even if a ballistic missile was fired, but there's no way in the world, I won't say that, but I don't believe that North Korea had anything to do with the overall missile launch. I do believe that a missile was airborne. And one of the things is that probably someone realized that it would be better to abort that overall missile because they had already been caught. So there was countermeasures that was taken and it was taken out. This was no mistake, in my opinion, of someone that was working at the emergency. That is the excuse to cover up when a false flag gets caught. And we talked about this happening way before and who would do this. So I want to go back to this article about North Korea didn't react to a false Hawaii missile alert. That tells you everything. Somebody wanted North Korea to respond to it, because then when North Korea responded to it, they could have said they intercepted the missile. Now they are engaging North Korea. But North Korea was wise enough not to respond. And they probably were wise enough not to respond because also South Korea told them, no, it wasn't, it's not good. Somebody's trying to bait it. Somebody's trying to bait you. Then South Korea would say, somebody's trying to bait us. And we know who that somebody is. Someone was trying to get North Korea to respond, because if North Korea responded, then the U.S. could respond. In the midst of all the talks between North and South Korea, talking about, won't be the first time, but it would be the most significant time that South Korea and North Korea will be marching as a unified Korea under the Olympic banner. Because there's more, the first time that happened, there was no discussions of the reunification of the Koreas outside of sport. Now there's also conversations, in my opinion, of the reunification of Korea, and somebody can't afford for that to happen. Let's go to the article. On Saturday morning, local time, thousands of tourists and residents in Hawaii received a mobile alert that their phones on their phones that a missile would soon be impacting the state, with tension high over the regime the region's ballistic missile program, and President Donald Trump's recently warning North Korea leader Kim Jong-un that he has a bigger nuclear button. Everything has been laid out, ladies and gentlemen. Plausible deniability has been set forth. Now, deceitful measures are going to play out. The false alarm prompted panic that Hawaii was the target of an attack from North Korea. See, they already got everybody thinking. They said it was a ballistic missile that was coming. Didn't tell you who, what ballistic missile it was and who it was coming from. But I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. All ballistic missiles come from the same intentions. Subjugation and enslavement. Although states officials were told by the U.S. Pacific Command that the warning was sent in error, Hawaii's EMA did not correct the faulty message for 38 terrifying minutes. And I want to tell you, in this world, with the technology that's had, 38 minutes is enough time to go, see that there is no meaningful response, you're not getting what you want, and then abort. That, in my opinion, has happened. And I think that it was highly likely that a missile was airborne. And most likely the missile that it was airborne, it had to be from a submarine. But see, most people would think here that North Korea did it. And I would tell you, it was probably a Navy submarine, a U.S. Navy submarine, that followed orders and launched. Remember the story that I told you about a Air Force colonel. The lady that refused to relay a message to a U.S. sub to launch during the Obama administration. She refused for that message to be relayed. She was the go-between between the message sender and the receiver. And she refused for that message, and they hadn't heard from her since. And I would tell you that lady probably saved so many, gave you more time to prepare. And I don't know if you all remember that story that we read a while ago. It was maybe about 2 years ago. I had her name on the tip of my tongue, but then she was immediately removed and never heard from again. Want to go on. So 38 minutes. It doesn't seem like a lot to you, but I know from my overall time in the military, 38 minutes is more than enough time. That 38-minute launch was World War III. And that 38-minute launch had the overall potential to turn into global nuclear war at the 40th, 42nd, 45th, and 50th minute. Plenty of time. See, when you stage something, you stage it for the timing to synchronize with your evil intention. Article goes on. Asked by NBC News if Kim reacted to the false alarm, Mattis said no. There is no information like that I have. Speaking to reporters about aboard a military aircraft en route to a diplomatic summit on the Rogue Nation in Vancouver, Canada. No coincidence. Mattis also said that there wasn't any signs that North Korea and South Korea used their newly reactivated communication hotline to clarify that North Korea had not. In fact, fired upon the U.S. territory. No? See, this is so misleading. No, they didn't pick up the communication hotline. They were already sitting down at the table of negotiation, so there need not to have been a hotline. They were already talking. And somebody didn't like the way that conversation was going. Mattis also expressed confidence that authorities in Hawaii would fix their warning system. Of course he had confidence that they would fix their warning system, because ain't a damn thing wrong with it. Other than is not preparing people there at all. After the ensuing distress over the false alert turned to anger, the state of Hawaii has taken full ownership over the problem. There's always going to be a fall guy. I think that they figured it out, Mattis said. I am confident they have good people there in the state government, and they'll figure out what went wrong. They will put procedures in place so quickly, because you already know. Read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen. This is critical. Also, the Pentagon chief is participating in a summit of foreign ministries in Vancouver to clarify and elaborate on what sort of military options could be used if diplomatic pressure on North Korea to give up its nuclear ambitions fails. Seemed like they wanted an opportunity when all of their allies would be at the same place at the same time to respond in synchronized. Seems like this was a drill that went wrong. Remember the other ones that went right? Everything they were practicing for 9/11, sounds like Vancouver was the practice for Global Nuclear War 1. But somebody got caught. And I wouldn't be surprised if China countermeasures took that missile out. That was actually fired by a U.S. nuclear sub or a U.S. sub. Didn't even have to be a nuke. And believe me, China would prevent the U.S. from nuking itself right now. That there could have been a ballistic missile that was going towards Hawaii, fired by a U.S. sub, and then countermeasured by China. I have no problem saying that. I know people are going to be pissed off, but you don't know reality and you don't care about the truth, because this has happened so many times before. If they've done it before, what makes you think that they've got some moral compass never to do it again? That's what started all of the other wars. Started a war in your lifetime. That's turned into the longest war ever. I wouldn't be surprised if China said, no, not ready, not going to have that, and prevented a false flag attack on, because they knew if Hawaii was hit, then the overall war was on. It's no turning back now. All those people that was running, and first thing that they said was North Korea and a ballistic missile from North Korea. But see, the overall message that they give, they didn't tell you where that missile was coming from, and you already have in your mind, just like they told you that some daggone aluminum cans flew into a steel and concrete reinforced building of over 100 stories high and took it out. A tin can took out over 100-story, 200-story buildings and other buildings around it, and people believed it. The plan that they have is a serious one, and they're going to invoke it. And I'm going to tell you, I have no qualms and no fears about telling you what's up. Because I do not allow the system to have power over me. I keep it suppressed under my free will. And it is definitely going to play its hand to position and strengthen its overall control over the global citizenry. And how do you do it? Most effective, efficient way to do it is by way of depopulating war. That always seems to work, and it always works well. And then what you get after that is the most obedient serfs that you can ever have. They obey. Go back to this article really quickly before we go into the break. If you'd like to get in on a conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll hear you. Just say excuse me because I can't see the board. So, but I want to go back to this article. I want you to read between the lines.
When you're done,
David, what's really up. Okay, I'll come right to you, Raz. Real quick, I want you to read between the lines here, folks. We'll go back. The Pentagon's chief, talking about Mattis, is participating in a summit of foreign ministries in Vancouver to clarify the elaborate and to elaborate with what sort of military options could be used if the diplomatic pressure on North Korea to give up his nuclear ambitions fails. The United Nations Security Council has passed 3 rounds of sanctions against North Korea for testing ballistic missiles, and in November, an underground nuclear weapons test. Let me ask y'all, where was the sanctions against the United States during the Manhattan Project? Where was the sanctions against the United States when they actually were for the only country to actually use the overall weapons of mass destruction by way of nuclear detonation to use it as an act of terror against Japan and the rest of the world? Where was the world's overall cry of that? There was none. So why are you concerned about North Korea having what the U.S. has used before in the past? They've never used it. The U.S. developed it without interference, knowing that they already had it and they needed the war to actually use that overall, those overall tools of terror. And they did. That's not fiction. That's, ladies and gentlemen, that's the truth. That's not fiction. One of the things about the truth, as we always say, it don't need you. You need it. But the truth becomes repulsive. It becomes a threat. The whole point is to reinforce the diplomatic options and to show that there are military options should there be a North Korea attack, Mattis said. The whole point is to reinforce the diplomatic options. There is no diplomatic options, ladies and gentlemen. And to show that there are military options should North Korea attack. Mattis said, referring to North Korea by the country's official initials, and he said DPRK, which stands for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. We'll show them that there are military options. believe me, you think that just from this platform of how they tell you that the governments are, you don't think that they sent a message to Kim Jong-un and said, guess what? If you don't give up these things, they'll say that you used them even if you didn't do, and we'll take you out. Oh, yes, they did, and they know this. And so what was Kim Jong-un's response? We better have these nukes. But in actuality, all of these governments are in one big fraternity. We'll talk about that again as well. Here it is. We'll show them that there are military options, he added. But it is all crushed within a framework of strength, of strengthening the diplomatic hand. Earlier this year, North and South Korea used a communications hotline for the first time in 2 years. As a result of initial moves, the North may be sending an ice skating delegation to the Winter Olympics hosted by South Korea next month, as well as a 140-member orchestra. Trump said that he is open to the U.S. talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. That's all lies and fluff, y'all. That's because they've already decided to use military options. Now you have to counter what you already are doing by saying this is what you're open for when you're not. And we're going to show you. And we're showing this to you now. Of course, my internet is frozen. There we go. Unfroze. Thank you. And it picks up. On Monday, Mattis called the narcissistic talks between North and South a positive indicator, but said it was too early to determine Kim's intent. I do not think we have a significant data to say that what indicates as far as the way forward by the Kim regime, he said. We just don't have enough data yet, but I think it is a positive indicator. That's how you know they are planning on engaging. And when this engagement happens, it's going to be real. So what I want to do, and I'm sorry, I had to try to read that from memory because I closed out my page. What I want to do is I want to really quickly, I'm going to go to the lines, but I'm going to hold on because I'm going to go into the commercial break and come back. But I want you to really start thinking that from a standpoint of what is really happening and what it really means. And if you are, where are you vulnerable to the happenings of this system of subjugation and enslavement? Do you want to rely on that they have intentions of giving you self-determination of sovereignty? Do you have any evidence of that? I would say none whatsoever. But what you have is all of the evidence of the winds of war in order to control the global citizenry as it's always been. Nothing has changed. You have to change it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump back into this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. The video that I played earlier, because it was so blotchy and everything, I'm going to repost it in the chat, and then Scotty will be able to play it towards the end of the show. I want you to hear that. But we have a caller in queue is our good brother and our friend, Brother Roz is there. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother. What say you? And welcome, and thank you for calling in, brother.
Greetings. Peace and love to you. Peace and love to Scotty as well. I got to listen to the King Day episode because I missed it, and I was so mad at myself. And I just thought it was awesome. I just wanted to say congratulations to Scotty. And just to thank him for all that he's done for me personally, and just by creating the network and allowing him and the ancestors, allowing me to have access to such great, great black people, just wonderful black people that are really about the work. And I just wanted to say thanks for that. And I love the write-up about the network as well. So I have to reiterate, please support Black Talk Radio Network, and also we have our radio station via Black Talk Radio Network's platform as well, Jenna and myself. So I must say just an abundant thank you to him and to his family as well, because I know he sacrifices a lot for us to be able to have this platform, which I think is probably the most important platform that I've come across in my research and just looking to learn as much as possible about what's really happening. So I just wanted to say that first. Man, you said a mouthful, Dave. First, I just wanted to say that you're absolutely right about the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki being a terrorist act. I would just say that because we're in a global system of white supremacy, that is why the United States was able to do those things without anyone saying anything about it or anyone protesting or doing anything about it. It's because they dominate, you know, and even if you look at the United Nations now, it's really the U.S. United Nations. The U.S. tells them what to do. So that's white supremacy right there. Just the fact that the U.S. is not held to the same standards, international law standards, as everyone else, and the fact that they're able to globally do whatever they want without anyone speaking against it, without anyone protesting, and if anyone does, then they're looked at as the enemy. So that is one thing I wanted to say about that incident. The other thing I wanted to say was that really, for me, the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings was the Asian variation of the Tuskegee experiment. When you look at the Tuskegee experiment, they purposefully infected black families and sat back and watched them die. They watched the disease progress, watched the families die, children, men, black men, women, and children all dying from this disease, and they basically documented the progress of the disease. With Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they wanted to test a nuclear bomb. So they were basically the Japanese were the crash test dummies, and that's just proverbial speaking, but they were proverbial crash test dummies for their nuclear program. They wanted to see what the physical impact of a nuclear warhead would be. They wanted to see what the after effects would be, how it would affect the human organism after the radiation and the fallout took place. So to me, they are just the updated Asian version of the Tuskegee experiment, but instead of getting syphilis, they got nuclear bombs. I've always felt that way, and I just felt like this was the perfect time to say it. If anyone has ever seen, I've talked about this documentary a lot because I think it's probably one of the most important documentaries if you want to understand the monetary system and how each of the wars that America has fought. Now, mind you, America has only not been in war 12 days out of its entire existence. 12 days. All of the other days, you can count up the tens of thousands of days in the 200-year history, or how old this piece of crap racist nation has been, that they've only not been at war for 12 days, 12 full days. Every other day, they've been killing other people and sending their soldiers around the planet to perpetuate the machinations of the system that they, the way that they want to see it function. And in that, in the documentary, the Money Masters, they talk about the fact that the United States starts wars to generate income, and that every time that the U.S.'s financial situation got scary or ugly or dire, they would facilitate a war, which would of course drive the engines of war, which is to produce munitions and produce different products that are destructive to human life. So this is basically the linchpin in the United States system. When all else fails, go out and murder, and you can make as much money, because depending on the conflict, they'll be supplying both sides of the war. So they're making money hand over fist at the expense of the lives of the innocent people who are in the crossfire of those bombs and bullets that they send overseas and guns. So that was very important as well. And I think that just to kind of put that in further perspective, I posted an article in on Tando today, and I did it, I think, yesterday, too. Oh, no, it's today. It says the U.S. credit standing is lower than Botswana. So in other words, China sees the United States as a less financially viable credit risk than Botswana. There was another one that I posted in your thread today. China downgrades U.S. credit rating, warns U.S. insolvency could detonate the next crisis. So this is all telling you it's the money situation. It's this debt. And they just said today that the Dow has hit over 26,000 for the first time. So the ceiling's getting higher. And remember that the more that stock market looks wonderful and like it's really blowing up and everything's going well, when that fall happens, it's going to be completely, it's like a nuclear bomb, but a financial one. That's the only way of describing it. It's going to be a nuclear warhead, a global nuclear warhead of a financial magnitude that has not been seen in human history. It's going to make the depression look like a joke. It's going to look like a bad dream that you woke up from compared to what we're going to face when this thing really hits the fan. And again, I just implore people, check out the Money Master. And talking about the population control on my show with Jenna last night, I read an article that discussed the fact that 176 million households in the United States have deadly levels of radioactive toxic chemicals in their drinking water. 176 million U.S. households, that's over half of the population. So they're killing us softly with the water. They're killing us softly with the chemtrails. They're killing us with everything, the weather. I mean, like, they're really, really ratcheting up the loss of life so they can really control whoever's left in a way that has probably never been seen in human history, as far as just dominance and control and just that fascist Stalinist kind of way of doing things. And this is all, everything is just pointing in the directions of what you spoke about. And honestly, I just see that it's at any moment, I told my wife this morning, I said, you can wake up tomorrow and hear that we're in North Korea or we're in Iran. Seriously, I think it's really a lot closer now. At first, I thought we might have more time, but as each day progresses and new information comes out, and exactly what you said about the false flag with Hawaii and Japan, I said the same thing, because it's like the Cuban Missile Crisis. You know, they were that close to turning that key, and all it had to take was Kim Jong-un reacting to what he heard or what he found out about. And it could have really been set off, and we would not even be conversing right now. We'd all be on lockdown, and there'll be curfews and all of that stuff. So I think really we really have to give pause for thought about what Dave is speaking about and the importance of it. And that's why I wanted to speak about China and the monetary war, the economic war that they have against the U.S. And just let people know that more than likely, especially if you're a non-white person, black person, and if you live in an urban area, more than likely you're going to be part of that 176 million people that are getting radioactive isotopes in your water. Now, mind you, they're not also talking about the fact that fluoride itself is nuclear isotope. It's a radioactive waste itself. So basically every household is getting it, but some have radium and other ones. And the most abundant one in the article, they said, is radium. So I just wanted to put that out there, good brother. Thanks for such a wonderful show. Again, congratulations to you, Scotty. I'm just praying that this year is a great year for the network as far as just getting new members, getting new people in BTR community, and just getting people to understand that this is the most necessary outlet for us to get real information about real events so that we can take care of ourselves and, like you said, be prepared before anything really hits the fan. Thanks, good brother, and I'll mute my line.
Much love, much respect. Well said, Ross. As always, jump back in if you would like. We got a couple of other people in queue. I just want to say this before we go to those. Yes, Ross was talking about there was very, 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 very critical, true, and it is a part of this whole paradigm, and we really talk about this so that you don't have to be scared, so that you know, it's a saying that we said, never scared, always prepared, because the truth is there. All you have to do is to look at it. So we're going to go to you. We're going to go to Scott. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to Scotty, then we're going to go to Brother Davis, and then we're going to go to Thomas, and then we're going to pick back up from there, or we'll go to any other callers that call in from there, because there's some other things that we also I want to share with you all. And yesterday's, if you didn't hear yesterday's show, definitely it ties into today's show, and it's going to tie into all of the shows that we've been doing for the 3.5 years that we've been here on BTR Community. Wow, time flies. So we're going to go to Scotty now. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Thank you, yes, Ross, sir, for that confirmation, and I'm going to believe that we obtained the necessary funding that we need this year for us to to not only, you know, make it through till 2019, but also for another 10 years and 100 years, as someone wrote me, that they're believing that we'll be around. And yesterday's show, I got a call about yesterday's show. Again, I had mentioned the sister station, Time for Awakening, which is based in Philadelphia, and you can find them online at timeforawakening.com. And he called me and he said that he agreed with Dave's assessment on what China is doing. And although China, like Dave said, isn't going about it the way that these vicious Europeans have gone about it, their motives are not altruistic. They're looking out for themselves and not looking out for the African people. But also he said that we really do need to impress upon our people that we need to be preparing for the eventual collapse of this nation, this country, as we know it. And I had mentioned to him, Dave, I didn't know if people had saw a post that came out from the former U.S. congressman and two-time presidential candidate, actually three-time presidential candidate, Ron Paul, who predicted yep. that the United States was going to go by the way of the old Soviet Union and how it broke up. And so,
yes.
Again, it is just very important that we communicate to our people, not a communication of fear, but a communication of just being aware and doing your best to prepare. Because we going to survive as a people, because
right.
we have survived
it.
Some... Nobody, you know, except for those who have been exterminated. But, you know, I find it hard to find any people on this planet that have been through and survived as much as we have as a people. And we have an inner strength that I'm sure will carry us through. Thank you.
Well, yes, so true. And yes, Scotty, I definitely, this is why when we first started this show, and we were just reading the news, and I always wanted to bring the news to everyone so that they can make their own assessment about what's going on, and to see the importance of why they need to prepare from their overall individual individual position. And because we are all different, our demographics, our overall conditions, our circumstances are all diverse, you know. We are a very myopic people, and so we're diverse in so many different ways that I wanted to show and to bring to everyone what's being said is going to happen, because they always tell you before they do it. And
the untied states of America is because the Soviet Union, and one of the things with the Soviet Union, even though all of these governments are one big fraternity, the smartest thing that the Soviet Union did was allow itself to dissolve itself, because that was really the actual causing the fall of the U.S. empire. They may have fractured, but the U.S. will fall completely. And this is where we're going to have the untied states of America that you always hear me talk about, in my opinion. Now, if nothing happens and you prepare, what do you lose? Nothing. You still can use it. As these events become more apparent, because it's no longer if they're going to happen, there's no longer they're happening now. It is actually getting more is the intensity now is going to be turned up. You're going to need everything that you have used in a discipline that you've used to prepare. And we must do that now, because the key to preparing is you have to do it when no one else is looking. No one else is looking. So very, very important. And I truly appreciate you all, those that call in, that add into it all, and those in us that resonate. And we are, as Scotty said, we are going to get to endure this because we choose to. Because the physical limitations of the human body is fragile. But the overall spiritual edification and the spiritual creation of our existence is eternal and endless. So, yes, we will more than endure. But it has to be on our terms, by not surrendering and maintaining our sovereignty and self-determination. That is the most important thing. So need to go to a couple of other callers that are there. Brother Davis is there, Brother Davis? Oh, I think we just lost Brother Davis. Brother Davis, if you or Sister Davis are listening, would like to give us a call back, definitely do that. In the meantime, we're going to go to our other caller. Okay, Brother Davis is there now. Hold on, we're going to go to Brother Davis. And Thomas, hold on. Right after Brother Davis or Sister Davis comes on, we'll go to you. So Brother Davis or Sister Davis, if you can unmute yourself, we'll give you an opportunity to make your comment or pose a question or the statement that you would like to make. Brother Davis or Sister Davis, you there?
Hey, this is Brother Davis, man. You came up, I could not avoid. I appreciate you coming.
Yes.
The show is off the hook. I would tell you, anybody who is not watching or listening, should I say, to this show, is ill-informed. Why? Because they're not getting the truth as clearly and bare-boned as they are here on Black Talk Radio. So I'm going to tell you, I'm glad I'm connected. I just wanted to give you my shout-out, and also let you know I appreciate you covering for me tonight. Wise Wednesdays will just be Wise Thursday tomorrow. That's all. And we will be keeping along the line of this whole conversation. But one of the questions I want you to ask yourself before tomorrow night's show, and if you come up with a conclusion, do please call in, is do you really think this is what the Creator expected out of humanity when He created it? Well, listen, it's Brother Davis. I'll be coming back tomorrow night with you. So I'll get back to the back room. And listen, Dave, once again, it's off the hook show.
Brother Davis, and any time for anything, be safe out on the roads, Brother and Sister Davis. And if you need anything, definitely reach out to me. Greatly appreciate you. And we're looking forward to Wise Thursday tomorrow. So everyone, tomorrow, Wise Thursday, Brother Davis was, you know, just some things have prevented him from being able to do the show, him and Sister Davis. So we will definitely have a Wise Thursday tomorrow. Looking forward to that show. As Brother Davis always says, come with your pen and paper and questions in hand, because it's all about developing you. So we're going to go to the other caller that we have, Thomas, that's there. Brother Thomas, what says you? Welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother. Go ahead with, you have the floor.
Peace to you, Dave. Peace to Scotty. Peace
What's
to
up,
Roz,
Thomas?
Brother Davis, all the callers. love you guys.
What's up, brother?
Nothing much, man. I had you was killing it. I see the Koreas uniting as well,
And the first people online to do some business with them, I hope, are black people. yes, sir. I just wanted to say, man, a few stories. I just want to say, man, first thing is, I love what I'm seeing in South Africa. Hope they keep shutting down H&M and then go to their government, which is white one, and get rid of them people next too. Dubai Civil Defense to eradicate fire threats with nanotechnology. They're going to start building the materials that they make the buildings and things out of nanotechnology particles that once fire hits them, they automatically turn into water and will put out the fire. New Jersey, passing a law against drunk droning. I guess people are droning and drinking. We thought it was bad with drinking and driving. Now you're just going to have a drone come out the sky and hit you because people will be droning and drinking. So I thought that was interesting. And this went into line with both what you and Scotty mentioned about this United States collapsing and being split up. New California movement seeks to divide the Golden State in half. This is the second time they came up with a movement to split up California. This time they want to split it in half, like a line down the middle the long way. The coastal cities and areas will be under one state, and the other part of the state will be under another government. And the first time they tried to do this, they tried to split California into six states, but that was voted against. The last story, this is about racism, white supremacy. And this article, least racist white people in America ranked. And this ranking is disgusting. It gave it top seven. Seven is white people on MLK Day. Six is Abraham Lincoln. Five is your best friend. Is Democrats. Three is Christians. Two is Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, who had who was raping his little girl outside and having kids with her. And the last one, and this was number one, and this was, to me, the foulest thing. If black people think these people are their allies or their friends or on their side, they're rudely mistaken, and they need to, I don't know what to say. But the least racist white people in America ranked number one was white women. Okay? Now, I just want to put in context, here in New York in Staten Island, we just had this white lady named Lizzie Dunn who accused a black woman of throwing acid on her, and we come to find out that she did it to herself and just accused a random black woman. This lady got arrested, and the cops did an investigation. But this is just how dangerous white women are. This white woman who accused this black woman of throwing acid on her, even though she didn't, has black children. I mute my line, brother.
Man, Thomas, as always, greatly appreciate your overall input to the show. And so, my man Thomas. So we got a couple of other callers also. We got to go to L.A. Ramon, then we're going to get back into we'll probably go to the commercial break after that. Then there's a couple other things I want to bring to you. Thank you, Thomas, for that. I'm going to tell you, some of that nanotechnology stuff, that's the setup for so much, and it's all a part of what's happening, and we need to really be caught up on all of that. And then the overall breakup of the untied states of America is definitely here. So we're going to go to L.A. Ramon, because I don't want to keep our callers waiting. Ramon, what says you, brother? Welcome to Tando Radio Show. The floor is yours.
Hey, what's up, Dave? What's up, Scotty?
What's up, my good brother? I wanted you to call in, man, because it's so true what you have put in chat, because we do have to present ourselves and position ourselves correctly. And how we do that is very, very important. So, but go ahead, Ramon, go ahead and sound off on what you wanted to bring to the show.
Oh man, I don't think I can come behind none of y'all. That was pretty good what y'all been doing. Y'all just made me think about some things that I know we're doing a lot of informing each other, but I also really feel strongly that we need some way of communicating some type of binary language or something where we can all, you know, kind of cellularize our check in points and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Things
yes.
That, you know, people need to know where people may end up and they need to go. And we, those are things that I think we're definitely in. You know, like you said, it ain't like you can get prepared for what they got anyway, but you do your best, and that's kind of where I think our posture really needs to change. And if, like Thomas said, if our brothers and sisters is over there in the homeland stirring up some noise, I think that's kind of what they say when we looking for leadership. We need to look for the right kind. That might be an example that we can learn from. Before I go, I was going to say Sacramento did split. Actually, what they're doing is trying to find out if they're going to be able to maintain federal aid, which is crazy.
Right.
How you going to try to split and then you still want to get federal funding? But I would say, Scotty probably know better than I know on this one, but I would say, isn't that how the Civil War kicked off?
Yeah. That's exactly it. And let me tell you, remember what the Department of Homeland Security said yesterday, the director of the celebrity figurehead director, what she said yesterday is that they want to file charges against Sanctuary City leadership. And that is, tell you, that's going to be for some institutions, that's armed insurrection and that's punishable by death. This whole thing is about to totally to implode because they wanted to. And what Ramon was saying and what Thomas was saying was so true, and Ramon really did hit it, and it was very important with posturing. We have to present one thing but have signals about something totally different among ourselves. And I don't know if – and the best thing to do is start where you are. Don't try – start with your immediate – because that's where your assistant help is going to come from, the immediate people around you. So establish – the proper posturing with your overall friends, family, and those that resonate like you that are immediately attached to you. And then you'll be able to withstand this a whole lot better, because we're going to definitely need each other. And we're going to have some ways of getting together, and we need to establish that. And I was hoping this summer that we would be able to, through some of our, we're going to have another seminar here in Dallas in March. I would love for as many as the Tando Radio Show listeners and Black Talk Radio listeners to come to that overall seminar that we'll have here in Dallas, as so that we can start to not talk about things, but actually pick up hammers and start building. Because the reason for the arc is here. So I will give you information about that next week, and so that you can all prepare for that. We need to definitely do that. So listen, get ready to go to a commercial break, and we come back out of a commercial break. Yeah, go ahead. Ramon.
Before you go, hey, man, I was wanting to know, have you read any articles about FERC and the nuclear, their nuke supplies and stuff, and some of the deals they got going on?
Who?
FERC. FERC.
No.
I'm gonna post you. I'm gonna put this on your page, man. I don't think we even have the arsenal that they're putting out there publicly, like they're claiming we got it. Really get down.
Yeah. I'm familiar with you talking about. Yeah, definitely. And, okay. And that was all a facade. Yeah, and that was all. And then not of all of it, it works. And a lot of it is based off of very, very old technology, but based off a software that is complete. That's from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Dave. Thanks, man. Good show. Keep it up, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My man. So listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, I got a couple of things I want to read, then I'll go back to the callers at 15 minutes
to the top of the hour, so at 45. I want to just read something real quickly, the 15 minutes, and then we can go back to callers after that. If you'd like to get in on it, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **, and we'll see you in queue. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510. Sorry about that. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So I want to...
Hey, Dave, want to say one more thing, please, real quick? Because it's kind of
Go ahead, Thomas.
The topic and on what L.A. Ramon just said, and I wasn't even going to mention this because I haven't done enough research on it, but I've watched about a few hours of documentaries and did some reading on this. But let's just say that there's no such thing as nukes. It's a bunch of videos dispelling that there's anyone with nukes. And they're showing the footage of Einstein and all the scientists saying they can't do it. It can't be done, and they're trying, and they can't do it. And it got to the point where they staged it, and they even show how they did some Hollywood stuff to those Allens and stage things in certain positions and scale things down and use the camera to show the explosions and before and after footage. And I'm talking about from 50, 60 years ago. And I'm really wondering if this whole time, this nuclear thing, because if you drop a MOAB, a mother of all bombs, or a multi-emission airburst bomb, it does the same exact thing. And it has no nuclear weapons. So they're pretty much saying that all they're doing is putting extra dynamite in these bombs to make the big explosion in a mushroom. And it does do a lot of damage, but it's nothing nuclear. And they also went to Japan, where they have all type of vegetation growing where they were supposedly nuked. It's not like that in Chernobyl.
Well, Chernobyl's... Yeah, Chernobyl, definitely. Right. And I definitely, and I think that's very, very plausible because the falsehoods that are always so great. And that is something that we need to be aware of as well. And so, let's definitely talk about that because that's definitely a part of it. But what I want to do real quick is I want to get this information out to you all so that you'll know. So I want to pick back up. And there was an article that came out yesterday from the L.A. Times. And here's what the L.A. Times said. Japan Public TV sent a mistake, North Korea missile alert, days after Hawaii's false alarm. Japan's public broadcast mistakenly sent an alert Tuesday warning citizens of a North Korean missile launch and urging them to seek immediate shelter. 3 minutes later, corrected it, days after a similar error in Hawaii. Once again, this tells you everything is false. Why would this be done, ladies and gentlemen? Because they know that people don't really look at what's going on in the world, and they'll fall for any and everything. They'll fall for any and everything. And this actually could have been one of the, this could have been the real human error, meaning that they had anticipated that that war had would already had been started, and that the overall response by North Korea could have been to where on Monday they would have finally got a missile off, and they was already staged for that whole thing. Let me tell you something about the criminals, and especially these organized crimes. They know you clean up the overall crime before you do it, but sometimes they forget and they leave all of this evidence behind. This is evidence that everything that was happening on Saturday was false. Not a coincidence. It's no such thing. It's a setup. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy agenda. So let me read this more. NHK Television issued the message on its internet and mobile sites, news sites, as well as on Twitter, saying North Korea appeared to have fired a missile at Japan. It said the government was telling the people to evacuate and take shelter. Remember, this isn't the first time that this was happening in Japan. So they're preparing all of this and getting everybody round up so that when it does happen, people will say North Korea right away, and they won't even see the overall evidence of it not being that or what is really the truth. They have to keep the people in limbo. North Korea appeared to have fired a missile, said NHK, adding that the government warned it had a warning had been issued. The government says seek shelter inside buildings and basement. This is about the third time that they've done this, I believe, there. The false alarm comes just days after Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency sent a mistake warning of North Korean missile to mobile phones and to across the state, triggering panic. And then they go down. Ash was a mistake, NH said. We're very sorry. Tensions have grown in Japan over North Korea missile tests as they have flown closer to Japan's coast. So this is all a part of the whole setup. It is definitely going to happen. Nuclear or not, the overall engagement of war and what they're going to have, this is the probably the most damaging thing about war, is that they get people to kill and fight others that they don't even know, that would otherwise probably have a harmonious relationship with if they didn't worship the overall colors and have idolatry worship to their overall corporate administrators. Meaning, if you didn't fall for the domesticated mentality of the schools. Very important. Telling you everything. Now, one thing I want to say, very important, this comes from Sputnik News. White House could approve nuclear strike to counter cyber attack. This is the mother of all false flags right here. The U.S. Department of Defense and the White House are contemplating whether to solidify a new policy in the coming weeks that would authorize the use of nuclear weapons in response to a crippling cyber attack. And I'm going to say, where do you think that crippling cyber attack is going to come from? Oh, I'll give you a clue. It's going to come from Israel or the United States, and they're going to blame it on somebody else. Or other countries could possibly do it, and the U.S. could enhance it, or the U.S. could do it to them, and then the other countries respond. Either way it goes, the fraternity is attacking you. Cyber attacks threaten to or actually wreak havoc, physical havoc on the United States mainland could be met with nuclear retaliation. A New York Times report, the use of a nuclear weapon has in the past been restricted to response to horrors like, for example, a biological weapon attack. Last year, celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump commissioned the production of a nuclear posturing review, drafting revisions of a document called for a massive increase in nuclear weapon stockpile, development of low-yield nuclear warheads and nuclear arms, basically aka tactical nukes, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what the next overall engagement is going to be used with. Cruise missiles for use by the U.S. Navy submarine. You mean like the one that was just shot off and said it was going to go to Hawaii? Oh, No, not that one. All right, keep going. The use of nuclear weapons has been reserved for only the most extreme scenarios under typical U.S. policies. A draft proposal of the Nuclear Posture Review widens the definition of extreme circumstances to include attempting to destroy with wide-reaching infrastructure, like country's power grid or communications, that would be the most vulnerable to cyber attack, the New York Times notes. So what are they telling you, ladies and gentlemen? They're going to hit you with a overall cyber attack that's going to take down the power grid and take down the overall cyber infrastructure. And what does that mean, folks? That means your bank accounts is going bye-bye. Poof, gone. This is why acquiring assets is so important. Lordy, your title is everything. Holding on to hopes and dreams and diminishing promises, disenfranchisement is a fool's lair, is a fool's bed. It's fool's gold. We must, you must, regardless of what the backlash is, what the overall criticism that you receive from people, you have to think for yourself. If not, if you're going to be listening to those individuals, why don't you just give them your whole life? Because they definitely already have it. And you're wasting yours. Wasting your talents. The article continues. The new policy realigns our nuclear policy with a realistic assessment of the threat we face today and the uncertainties regarding the future security environment, the draft states. Meaning this, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to attack you themselves and say somebody else did it. They've been doing it for years. Been doing it your whole darn lives. In no way does this approach lower the nuclear threshold, though. According to a leaked version of the strategy, which has yet to be officially approved by the president, the Pentagon stated that the strategy's first published by the Huffington Post was a pre-decisionary, The Hill reported Wednesday. The former U.S. government officials expressed skepticism that the document won't make the nuclear war more likely. Almost every thing about this radical new policy will blur the lines between nuclear and conventional, William Webster, a former assistant secretary of the Pentagon, told the Times. If Trump approves this strategy as is, the policy will make nuclear war a lot more likely. They're telling you everything is going to happen. They're going to have cyber attacks. They're going to have cyber attacks to take out the infrastructure, the grid. Is going to take, because see, what does that do? That makes you completely vulnerable to their what? Their orders and their laws and their overall martial law. Real quickly, and we're probably going to have another show. I want you to think about, and I'm going to, the second show that we'll have on this is what a actually happened. If a missile actually struck Hawaii, what would that look like? And that's what we're going to pick this up on Monday. Tomorrow will be Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. Friday we will have our overall financial Friday. Or we'll incorporate this into financial Friday. We'll be this, because we have to have this now, because it is the only thing that we have is now. So, if you'd like to get in on the, oh yes, thank you, Scotty. I do want you to play that clip, and I want to be able to get out of here in time for New Abolition Radio that's coming up right after Tando Radio Show. So, Scotty, if you would play that clip real quickly, I want you to really listen to what happened in Hawaii, but re-listen to this program and listen to that again, and you can see and read between the lines what was really happening. If you would, Scotty, we'll play that, and then we'll end the show.
20 minutes of my life. I thought that was the end.
Missile alert mistake.
We are disappointed and angry that this happened.
An error sends Hawaii into panic.
Kids are crying, and nobody really knew what to do.
We were
kind of frantic. We got our shoes on.
Now, how did it happen?
Hawaii residents and vacationers run for cover, fearing a missile attack.
And tonight, we now know this was a false alarm, all because one person did one thing wrong. The alert sent out to thousands of cell phones across the island looked like this. Officials say the mistake happened when someone at an emergency operations center hit the wrong button during a shift change. The FCC is now investigating. We have live team coverage from LAX all the way to Hawaii.
We begin with NBC4 anchor Chuck Henry in Oahu, where he caught up with LA residents who experienced paradise turned to panic.
They quite literally crawled into manholes and into basements. People here in Hawaii scared to death, panicked, in fact, over what happened at 8:05. In fact, you don't have to go far to find people that are more than happy to tell you their story because they now feel a sense of relief.
It was horrifying. I came across on our phones that there was a missile that was going to hit and nobody knew what to do. It was absolutely horrifying.
What did you do?
I picked up my three-year-old and ran inside of the hotel. It was chaos. People were just walking around. They didn't know what to do. It was the worst 20 minutes of my life. I thought that was the end.
I filled up pails of water and I filled up the bathtub just so we would have water. I got cotton clothes on so that way if there was hot air or fire, it wouldn't melt to my skin. Then I sat in the bathtub that I made for myself and cried.
But you really thought this was the end.
Yeah, I did. I really did. I called my mom. She wouldn't let me hang up on the phone with her. She said, I want to be here just in case it happens. And it was really sad.
A missile, ballistic missile had been launched. Take cover.
And this is not a hoax.
This is not a drill. This is not a drill. A
handful of minutes later, it came up on the TV with the same very official sort of classic warning you get when it usually then says this is now a drill, but it didn't say this is a drill. And it was pretty scary.
Tomorrow in Hawaii, they're expecting 50-foot waves on the North Shore. Today, surfers who got the alert because they were surfing with their iPhones realized they didn't have enough time to get back to shore. So what they did is they passed their cell phone from surfer to surfer so they could call back to their loved ones, thinking that this might be the last call they ever made. From Hawaii, I'm Chuck Henry.
Okay, everyone. So that was from Saturday. And Scotty, my man, pointed out that this was all tourists talking. It wasn't the local and indigenous population that they had interviewed. Interesting. Yes. Very, very interesting. Purposely done. So it is just a matter of time. If you missed today's show, check out yesterday's show and today's show. They go together. Check out tomorrow's show with Wise. Thursday with Brother Davis is all going to blend in, and Friday's show will as well. So just want to say coming up next is New Abolition Radio with Max and Scotty. So definitely stick around for that. And I just want to say to you all is never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, to make sure that you give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind and chime us out of here, much love and much respect. We'll talk to you all soon. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.